Quick note before we start. This is really for owners thinking seriously about selling their HVAC business in the next year or two. Rather than just general guidance, it's important to frame this correctly from the outset. Owners in the UK considering a sale are actually in a really strong position right now. We're seeing a significant amount of interest from buyers, driven by a few key trends. There's a fragmented market, some strong regulatory tailwinds, like the clean heat market mechanism, and a genuine appetite from private equity-backed consolidators and even international strategic buyers. The challenge for owners isn't usually finding a buyer, it's making sure they get the right valuation. One that reflects the true structural value of their business, not just how a smaller sole trader operation might be valued. This guide really lays out a practical framework for valuing UK HVAC businesses in 2026. We'll cover the distinct differences between SDE and EBITDA, when each applies, what kind of multiples are currently active in the market, and the crucial role of accreditations like MCS and GasSafe. We'll also look at the impact of heat pumps, the current buyer landscape, and the specific things you can do to increase your multiple. Perhaps the most critical question in HVAC valuation is which earnings metric a buyer will use. Get this wrong, and you could see a significant drop in your sale price, potentially 20 to 50%. There are two primary metrics, SDE, which stands for seller's discretionary earnings, and EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. SDE essentially represents the total economic benefit available to you as an owner-operator. It adds back things like your salary, any owner-related benefits, and discretionary or non-recurring spending to the operating profit. EBITDA, on the other hand, treats owner compensation as an operating expense, valued at market rates for a replacement manager. So the same business might show, say, £1 million of SDE, but only around £700,000 of EBITDA. That £300,000 gap is effectively the market rate for someone to replace you in that management role. The valuation maths here is quite stark. SDE-based businesses typically trade at 2 to 4 times earnings. EBITDA-based businesses trade at 4 to 9 times. If you have a business with £1 million of SDE, the difference between a 3 times SDE outcome, giving you £3 million, and a 6 times EBITDA outcome on £700,000, which is £4.2 million, is an extra £1.2 million on essentially identical underlying performance. When we look at thresholds, it generally breaks down like this. Businesses earning under £250,000 will typically be valued on SDE at around 1.5 to 2.5 times. From £250,000 up to £1 million, it's still usually SDE, in the range of 2 to 3.5 times. The grey zone really comes in for businesses with £1 million to £2 million of earnings. Here, it could be SDE or EBITDA, with multiples from 3 to 5 times. Above £2 million, up to £5 million, it's almost always EBITDA, at 4.5 to 7.5 times. And for businesses over £5 million, those that are truly platform ready, it's EBITDA, and multiples can reach 7 to 12 times. That grey zone is really important. A business between £1 and £2 million, if it's positioned to attract individual or first-time financial buyers, will likely be priced on SDE. But that very same business, if it's positioned to attract PE-backed strategic consolidators, will be priced on EBITDA. This positioning decision needs to happen when you're choosing your advisor. Not after the information memorandum is already out in the market. Headline multiple ranges for HVAC are often US-derived, and UK owners need to calibrate to specific UK benchmarks. Past UK and Ireland, HVAC transactions have shown median EBITDA multiples between 8.5 to 13 times, with a potential upside for businesses that offer a strong product mix, significant recurring service revenue, broader geographic reach, and a clean financial profile. More broadly, most UK HVAC companies currently fall into a 3.5 to 7 times EBITDA range, with truly platform-ready businesses sometimes commanding 7 to 10 times. For UK transactions in 2026, our working assumptions currently are for owner-operated single-van businesses or those under £300,000 EBITDA, we're typically looking at 2 to 3.5 times SDE. for established businesses, but what we call subscale, with £300,000 to £1 million EBITDA and only modest recurring revenue, it's generally 3.5 to 5 times EBITDA, though it could be 2.5 to 3.5 times SDE if you're targeting individual buyers. Quality subscale or growth platform candidates with £1 million to £3 million EBITDA and strong recurring revenue could see multiples of 5 to 8 times EBITDA. Platform quality businesses with £3 million to £10 million EBITDA, contracted recurring revenue, and a focus on multi-trade or commercial maintenance typically achieve 8 to 11 times EBITDA. And for national platform level businesses with over £10 million EBITDA and a compelling private equity narrative, we're seeing 10 to 14 times EBITDA, with even higher for the right strategic fit. These are working ranges, of course. The exact variance within each band is driven by specific factors, many of which we'll cover later. Buyers in the UK HVAC market in 2026 are definitely more disciplined than they were a few years ago. Multiple expansion now has to be earned. The percentage of recurring service revenue, the depth of leadership beyond the owner, the quality of financial reporting, and robust operational systems all play a central role in valuation. There are 7 characteristics that consistently lift entry multiples in the UK HVAC market right now. First, contracted recurring revenue. Ideally, over 40% of your total revenue from annual service agreements, maintenance contracts, and statutory inspection cycles with auto-renewal and price escalators. A strong maintenance contract base can add significant value to your sale price. Second, a mix shift towards commercial and BMS work. Commercial HVAC usually commands premiums over residential due to larger contracts, longer customer relationships, and stickier service patterns. Third, low customer concentration. Your top customer should ideally be below 20% of revenue and your top 10 below 50%. Fourth, a strong engineer base of 10 or more qualified technicians. Documented certifications, tenure, proper IR35 status for any subcontractors, and a clear hiring and training program are all vital. Fifth, a documented accreditation register. This includes GasSafe, F-Gas, MCS, WaterSafe, RevCom, Checkatrade, and any other relevant schemes. You must be able to show current certificates, renewal dates, and no pending reviews. Sixth, owner independent operations. This means senior managers are running the business day to day, and you, as the owner, are working on the business rather than in it. You need to demonstrate the business can operate without you for at least 4 weeks. And seventh, audit quality financials with disciplined addbacks. Buyer tolerance for EBITDA addbacks in 2026 sits in the 12 to 15% range, a decrease from around 20% at the 2021 peak. Each of these can move your entry multiple by 0.5 point to 1.5 points. Combined, a business that excels in all these areas can achieve a 2 to 4 times premium over a basic, unimproved valuation. Accreditation is a very UK-specific value driver that generalist valuation methodologies often miss. The 3 core schemes are incredibly important. GasSafe Register is mandatory for anyone working with gas appliances. Buyers will absolutely require this to be current and in good standing. A non-gas safe HVAC business is effectively unsellable to a serious buyer. F-Gas is required for refrigerant handling. Comprehensive F-Gas certification at both company and engineer level is a precondition for commercial HVAC work and a clear multiple uplift driver if you service commercial premises. But the single most important UK-specific accreditation for 2026 valuation conversations is the Microgeneration Certification Scheme, or MCS. MCS certification is mandatory for installers accessing boiler upgrade scheme grants and for participation in the Clean Heat Market Mechanism. Data shows a significant increase in heat pump installations in the UK, with the sector still very fragmented, dominated by smaller operators. The implication for valuation is direct. An MCS certified HVAC installer with a credible track record and a documented growth pipeline that taps into the clean heat market mechanism will be priced at a premium. A multiple uplift of 0.5 point to 1.5 times EBITDA is realistic where MCS volumes are a substantial part of the business case. heat pump exposure is now a central narrative lever in UK HVAC valuation for three key reasons. First, the regulatory direction is unambiguous. The clean heat market mechanism creates a mandatory market, and the boiler upgrade scheme provides direct grant funding. Buyers are pricing this in as a structural growth driver. Second, the supply side is fragmented. With a low average number of heat pump installers per certified business, the sector is ripe for consolidation through buy and build strategies. Roll-up sponsors see heat pump installers as accretive bolt-ons. Third, demand visibility is strong. The year-on-year growth in MCS certified air source heat pump installations gives buyers a credible track record to underwrite into their forward case. If you have significant heat pump exposure, there are three important actions to take before going to market. First, document your MCS certification, boiler upgrade scheme compliance, and clean heat market mechanism eligibility evidence. Second, build an analysis showing your heat pump volume growth, average revenue per install, and gross margin per install. Third, clearly articulate your future pipeline using application volumes and consumer inquiry trends. UK HVAC buyers in 2026 generally fall into five distinct categories, each with different thresholds, expectations, and integration models. There are PE-backed UK consolidators like Marlowe Fire and Security, Ipsum Group, and Fenner Group. Many of these focus on broader building services, but their appetite extends to mechanical and electrical services. Then we have UK strategic trade buyers, large UK building services groups such as ENGIE, Mitie, and Earnsley PLC. International strategic buyers are also increasingly active. Companies like API Group from the US, Johnson Controls, Bureau Veritas, and Socotec are looking for opportunities. HVAC-specific international entrants are growing as US platforms look outside their domestic markets. This brings us to US PE platforms seeking UK entry. The US HVAC roll-up market is immensely active, with some platforms closing dozens of acquisitions in a single year. UK platform candidates are now appearing on the strategy decks of US sponsors evaluating international entry, particularly where renewable heat exposure is a differentiator. Finally, for smaller assets, typically with £500,000 to £1.5 million EBITDA, the buyer pool widens to include family offices and first-time financial sponsors. Multiples here are usually lower, around 3 to 5 times EBITDA, but the process can be faster and the deal terms more flexible. A well-run UK HVAC sale process in 2026 should uncover bidders from at least 3.